You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Saturday night in New York City, Madison Square Garden, we had the grudge match, Bellator 180, between Chael Sonnen and
Wanderlei Silva. Silva.
It's Wanderlei. Wanderlei Silva. They were the main event. But before we get to the main event, let's talk about that great pre-fight press conference they had.
Every time you talk, all I hear is garble, garble, garble. And I want to remind you, when you address me in public, you will do it proper. It's garble, garble, garble. Mr. Sonnen. Say it with me, Wanderlei. Mr. Sonnen. Please. Respectfully, please. Try it one time.
Suck my ball.
No. That is not what I said.
No, that's not what I said. But in the end, it was Mr. Sonnen, because Sonnen won by unanimous decision, taking care of Mr. Silva. So Sonnen wins. Now, the whole time that this fight was going on, retired MMA fighter Tito Ortiz, freshly retired, was seen yelling at Sonnen the whole entire bout, yelling all kinds of stuff, heckling him. Afterwards, Chael was asked about Ortiz.
I don't know what Tito said after my fight. Tito sucks. Who's going to go around listening to Tito Ortiz? Tito Ortiz is a bum.
So you don't want to fight him one more time?
Oh, I'll whip Tito Ortiz's ass right now. Yeah, I do not think Tito and I will be fighting again. Tito sucks.
You don't want to have a revenge?
Do I? Of course I would. But no, I thought you were asking me if I think that'll happen. No, I don't think that will happen.
Yes, it's going to happen. Yeah. Tito Ortiz just retired. Tito Ortiz just beat him in January. Tito Ortiz will come back for the right price, and the two of them will fight. We will get the Ortiz-Sonnen fight. Don't worry about that. Now, from the world of boxing, we go from MMA to boxing. As you know, Showtime is handling the Mayweather-McGregor pay-per-view, but the question now is who will call the fight for Showtime, and will Chuck Chiappa be part of it?
And Chuck Chiappa will join us tonight to give us special insights. And Chuck, tell our viewers a little bit of what you're going to be doing on this broadcast tonight.
Thank you, Al. Tonight I will be taking you inside the mind of the judge. Tonight I'll be taking you inside the mind of the judge. Yeah.
All right, so Chuck will be joining us tonight to add his insights on it.
In golf, we had the Travelers Championship from the TPC River Highlands course in
Hartford, Connecticut.
You know what, Chuck? Close enough. Cromwell, Connecticut, stone's throw from Hartford. Jordan Spieth made this ridiculous 60-foot bunker shot for birdie to beat this guy Daniel Berger in a playoff.
Right at it. Right at it. Just as he did at the John Deere for his first win.
Yeah, if you're Berger, that's got to suck.
He's
in the bunker. He's 60 feet out, and he sinks it for the win. Spieth, by the way, 10 victories now before the age of 24. He joins only Tiger Woods to reach the double digits before the 24th birthday. Tiger racked up 15 victories before turning 24. Let's talk LeVar Ball.
1-on-1, I'm undefeated. Never lost.
Yes, the ultimate huckster is rumored to be appearing tonight, Monday Night Raw, WWE, Staples Center, Los Angeles. It's a rumor. It's not a fact yet, but I can't imagine if they have an opportunity to get him in there, he would not take the opportunity to jump in that ring and start promoting his Big Baller brand. One thing we do know, all the talk about what a great basketball player he was in college is hogwash. We knew the stat. We knew that he averaged less than 2 points a game, but somebody went digging up old newspapers. The Lewiston Tribune archives, they went through the archives looking for quotes about LeVar Ball when he was playing for Washington State for Kelvin Sampson. Kelvin Sampson in 1988 was in his first year of coaching, and here is the quote from Kelvin Sampson about LeVar Ball. LeVar Ball, we could lock LeVar Ball in a barn for 2 hours, and I don't think he'd score 20 points.
Oh, my.
He said after a win, his role on the team is not to score points. So his role is to pass the ball. His role is to set picks.
Right.
His role is not to, don't shoot the ball, LeVar. No. Don't shoot the ball. For all this talk that you could beat Michael Jordan one-on-one, please, you can't.
No, you can't.
Let's talk NASCAR.
Go in a circle.
Yeah.
Go in a circle. Go in a circle.
Advertise
stuff. Yeah. Advertised. Go in a circle.
They didn't, but they didn't go in a circle.
No,
it was
this
a road course. It was Sonoma,
in
California. It was a road course won yesterday by Kevin Harvick in his Ford, followed by his teammate Clint Bowyer in a Ford, followed by Brad Keselowski in a Ford. Ford, wow. Ford has really turned things around. Denny Hamlin, Kyle Busch rounding out the top five. They were in their Joe Gibbs Toyotas.
And didn't Dale Jr. get a top 10? I think he did. I think he finished like 8th or 9th.
I think you're right.
Which is like his best finish in forever.
In quite some time. He was up there most of the day. I'll be honest with you, I didn't catch the end of that race.
Yeah.
Baltimore Orioles score 3 in the 9th, beat Tampa Bay. Cincinnati topped the Washington Nationals. Dodgers beat the Rockies 12-6. And in that game, Corey Bellinger, the rookie, hit 2 more home runs. He hit 13 in the month of June alone. That's that ties him for the rookie record. He has now had 6 games in which he had multiple home runs. So that extends his rookie record. And if he keeps hitting multiple home runs like he is in these games, he's just going to have the Major League Baseball record. So good for him. Let's talk Tim Tebow for a moment. Tim Tebow, it's not really working out for him, but they're still promoting him anyway.
Well, it's working out. Yeah. I mean, in a sense it is.
Tebow batting just .220 and 214 at-bats, striking out 69 times for Columbia, is headed to from single-A Columbia for the Mets to high single-A, is what they call it. High single-A Port St. Lucie.
Okay.
Hello. Yes, so he is he's moving on up. The Norfolk Tides wrapped up a road trip with a 9-8 win against the Gwinnett Braves. They're back at Arbor Park tonight. Looks like a beautiful night for baseball. They'll be taking on the Louisville Bats.